Another episode of On the Moose. It's your host, Coach, and today I'm just here to talk about, again, another one of my great experiences in life and everything, and something that probably everybody can relate to is pretty much just, you know, I don't know if, you know, everybody's had those hobbies that have just been considered a little bit weird, maybe a little bit different from a lot of other people, but the few people that do have the same hobby can definitely understand where we're coming from, and that is, or will be called, or known as, the nerd-like hobby. So I can definitely consider myself a bit of a nerd. I'm into anime, I like video games, you know, but at the same time I have other hobbies. I like sports, I like exercising, you know, I like cooking, but I can definitely say, you know, growing up, two of my main hobbies were definitely anime and definitely video games. I say some of my favorite video games were probably RPGs, which are role-playing games, which is basically games where you take the role of a character who is usually probably a teenager or a young adult, and he's been on a quest to save the world from some impending doom or something. So that always gravitated towards me and everything, made me feel like a hero, and I always thought that was really cool. And then the same thing with anime cartoons, you know, anime is just basically Japanese cartoons, and I was always interested in those because the main character always had some really great trait that I felt like I needed to have in my life as a growing man. And, you know, that kind of helped me really set my morals. I feel like I have a pretty good moral compass, you know, things like treat others the way you want to be treated, never back down, you know, be a leader, be good to your friends, and be good to those who you consider to have around you in your life. And people who aren't good to your friends, you make sure that they don't disrespect them and you stand up for them. So those are just some of the character traits that I got off a lot of different animes. You know, definitely one of the ones I grew up with and you guys probably relate to would be called Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z, the main character's name is Goku. Now, obviously, creator, it's definitely got a lot of other influences from older animes. There's this one called Hakuto no Ken, which also translates to Fist of the North Star, and which came out in the late 80s. Most anime in the 80s around that time period that were action-based were pretty brutal, pretty violent. That's a bit before my era. You know, I wasn't born until 91. So that just goes to show you that, you know, there's always one animation or one video game that inspires another artist or another creator to become better and direct something better. And, you know, DBZ is definitely one of those ones that's just timeless, that everyone can relate to. Everyone knows what a Kamehameha is, you know. And even in school, I would have kids coming up to me, you know, just randomly saying, Kamehameha, and shooting me in the back and everything. And, you know, just to kind of, like, gravitate towards it, I would pretend like, oh, I got hurt, you know, and everything. Just to really have that relation and everything. So that kind of really was called really nerding out. That's what you can call it. That's like the nerd thing to do. You wouldn't want to just have someone Kamehameha you and then you not reciprocate getting hit. That's just a disrespect. I think that, you know, and what came with that, honestly, I feel like the dark side of that is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, growing up, you know, kids are mean and everything and stuff like that. You know, they kind of make fun of you and everything for liking anime or liking video games a bit too much and everything and stuff like that. But, you know, again, I just felt like that everybody has their own guilty pleasure. Definitely I'd say another one of my favorite ones that was actually pretty interesting, and I recommend people to watch it. It's called Yu Yu Hakusho. So that's spelled Yu Yu Hakusho. That's actually, till this day, still my favorite anime to watch. They've actually had a couple adaptations for video games. Not too great. They don't have the best video games for that series, but that doesn't, you know, prove that the animation is horrible. It's actually great. That actually came out early 90s, created by the same person who created another anime called Hunter x Hunter. he's actually married to the creator of Sailor Moon. I know a lot of you guys are probably familiar with that, but that's another good one. Definitely worth checking out. Some of the other hobbies that I had was just kind of pretty much just going out when I could, when I was supposed to, because I was forced to go out. I couldn't really stay inside all the time like I wanted to. It was up to me able to stay inside playing video games, watching anime all day. But when I did get out, you know, played basketball here and there, played catch with the guys here and there and everything. So I think that with kind of doing a little bit of physical activity and kind of having a balance of, you know, anime, video games, and kind of going outside and being a little bit social, that really helped me just come into being a normal functioning person. Definitely saw that a lot of guys that I knew or people that were around my school growing up, you know, who were also in anime just like me, which I totally loved, and, you know, I would befriend them and everything. I felt like they would take a little bit too far. You know what I mean? I think we've all seen those kind of guys who kind of dress up their hair really spiky and shiny and gold to look like Goku going Super Saiyan, which is his power form, or doing something really, really off the wall to just kind of like really show their love and support for anime, which is fine. I have no problem with that. You want to be that kind of person. That just wasn't for me. You know, I love this stuff just as much as the next guy, but I wouldn't go in public dressed up like Superman, for example, unless it's Halloween. I know some of my favorite video games was actually when I was a kid. Actually, now that I think about it, I didn't have the greatest taste in video games until I was in middle school, when one of my friends, and I don't know if he did this on purpose or maybe he didn't know how good it was, but I'm so glad he did. He gave me a copy of Final Fantasy, and it was Final Fantasy IX. And this was my first Final Fantasy game. And I didn't know what it was, I didn't know what to expect, but I gave him a copy of Super Smash Brothers for this Nintendo 64, because it had two copies. So I was like, yeah, you can have one, just give me something for it. So he gives me this PlayStation game, Final Fantasy IX. It's four discs. And I'm just thinking, four discs? I didn't even know games were more than one disc. You know, I'm a total noob at this and everything. You know, I'm playing Mega Man X and playing Super Nintendo and everything. And this is the era where PlayStation is just taking over everything. And I'm playing Tomb Raider and Spyro the Dragon and stuff like that, and Crash Bandicoot. So I was playing mostly like platform adventure games, you know, and fighter games like Tekken, you know. So this was a huge step for me in my game experience, and I'm really glad it happened to me at that age, because when I popped in that game for the first time, when I went home and put in my PlayStation, let me tell you, my expectations were extremely low. That literally set the bar for games that I would play for years. It was amazing. It was great. The graphics ahead of its time. The gameplay amazing. The storytelling was amazing. I didn't even know games were capable of that type of storytelling. I didn't even know that these kind of, it opened up an entire world to me of what other types of genres I could be playing. And that's when I really fell in love with the RPG genre. That's when I really just started to take note about how simple other games were, and how much more complex that good ones can be, and how much more, and what the standard of a great title should be. And that really set the standard for me. So once I played that, I let one of my good friends borrow it so that way he can jump on board, and he fell in love with it too. And then from there, I just pretty much went backwards and tried to find all the older games for the series. So I played Final Fantasy 8, 7, Final Fantasy Tactics, Final Fantasy 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Not in that order. You know, I played them out of order, but you don't necessarily have to play them in order. They're not exact prequels of each other. They all fall in the same kind of title, just numbered differently depending upon when they came out. And, you know, from there, it just also broadened my horizons to different kinds of things. So I was never that guy who would just be like, hey, let's play Madden and let's throw a football around in a virtual world compared to just throwing it around outside. I never really got that. I never really got the interest in that. And I don't disown anyone or disrespect anyone who likes sports games. You know, I play FIFA nowadays myself. I like FIFA now. You know, that's the only sports game I play is FIFA. But outside of that, really don't play what's this game? NBA 2K or Madden. You know, I just stick to FIFA, and that's because, you know, I just kind of fell in love with it on my own. That kind of thing. But yeah, for the most part, you know, then another thing started happening. You know, the more anime I started to watch, because I started, you know, watching more anime, playing more video games, that's when I started looking outsourcing to games that were in other countries that we weren't getting in America, and then that even broadened my horizon. I was like, oh my god, these guys got this, they got that in Europe, they have this in Japan, we only have this in America, you know, or they got a different version than the localized version we got over here, and I want to touch base with that and everything. So it really just made me realize that this was a huge market. You know, it wasn't just about the game. It wasn't just about the gamer. It was about community. You know, there was a whole community in the gaming industry. And I think back then a lot of people didn't realize that. You know, since it was the era of the PlayStation 1, Nintendo 64, you know, I feel like that's when gaming just became amazing. You know, that's when I started learning history behind games, because at that point, gaming has now created a history. You know, we weren't in the era of the Super Nintendo or the NES, where things were still fresh, things weren't that long, alive that long, but now we have some longevity, now we have some backstory to the history of games. And I just think that if you grew up during that era and that period in the 90s, you grew up in a fantastic era for those kind of titles, for great genres, great gaming. And that's why gamers now who grew up in the 90s are really particular about the games that they play, and we are pretty much the head of the community that sets the standard on what a good game should be and what it should look like, you know. And that's, I felt like there was a period when production companies weren't really listening to their fans and kind of just pumping out terrible titles after terrible title after terrible title, which was new to a lot of gamers, because during the lifespan of the PS1 and PS2, we got nothing but great titles. And when I say PS1, PS2 lifespan, I was talking about the Nintendo 64, Nintendo GameCube, the original Xbox. You know, during that time period, we were spoiled in the amount of great games that were available. You know, but then there's the era of, after that, PS3, Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii. Terrible period for gaming, terrible period for production companies, for developer companies, because publishing companies had all these rights, because we were going through huge console wars between the 360 has to have this title, the PS3 has to have this title, Nintendo Wii has to have this title. We won't share titles. We want our titles to be in our system only. And that kind of really made it hard for the consumer, because now the consumer was stuck between a choice of getting a certain system. And systems were more expensive at this point. It wasn't like before where you can have multiple systems because they were more affordable. I myself actually have owned two PS2s, a Nintendo GameCube, and an Xbox, all simultaneously, right? And a PlayStation 1, and a Nintendo 64, all simultaneously, with a Dreamcast, all simultaneously. So it was all affordable. In comparison, when you look at it, the line of during the time frame of PS3, 360, and whatnot, it just became a little bit less affordable. Games were set at a more expensive price. You know, the online community started booming with gaming and everything. So there was just a lot of battling going on. Of course, you had loyalty fans. You know, if you were loyal to PS, you were going to get a PlayStation 3. If you were loyal to Nintendo, you were going to get a Nintendo Wii. But the Xbox did cause a lot of mayhem because it was a new system. Hasn't been around for long. The original Xbox didn't really sell too crazy, for the exception of Halo. Halo really kind of saved the life of that system, Halo and Halo 2. I remember playing Halo 2, actually. I actually got an Xbox. I didn't ask for one. I actually just received one. And the games I had on it were actually Jet Set Radio Future, which is only on the Xbox, which is amazing. And I also had Soul Calibur 2, which at that time there were three different versions of Soul Calibur 2, one for the GameCube, one for PlayStation 2, one for the Xbox, and each one had a special character only made for that system. Xbox had Spawn, GameCube had Link, and PS2 had Hi-Hi-Chi from the Tekken series. So I'm sidetracking here a little bit, but the point is that, you know, during this console war conflict, you know, the consumer was so stripped between, okay, do I get this, that's this game, and I know it's not going to come out on this system, but I was really loyal to these guys, and I don't want to leave them. So sales plummeted, the gaming community was in shambles, and people were not happy all around. So it was just, I at that time actually stopped playing video games for a few years. I wasn't really playing that much, you know, I was more involved in school and my relationship at that time, so I kind of just sat back because I felt like I was going to miss anything. And that's when you know it's a bad thing, when you have gamers who grew up in the era of when games were great in the 90s and everything that... So guys, for all my listeners, you know, obviously you can see I'm a big fan here and everything, gaming, anime, and everything, stuff like that. I'm going to go ahead and shoot out, you know, just a little comprehensive list of some of my favorite animes, just to suggest for my listeners, some of my favorite games, suggest for my listeners, in case you haven't played them, in case you haven't watched them, and you want to check them out, really check them out. You can always watch a preview of this stuff on YouTube. Another great app to use. So some of my favorite games, definitely the Final Fantasy series. There's a game called The Legend of Dragoon, and that's on the PlayStation. I know that may be a little bit far back to some of you guys, but it's on the PS Store if you have a PlayStation. There's another game called Crimson Sea, which is an Xbox title. Crimson Sea, Xbox title. Star Ocean. A star, like stars and galaxies. Ocean, like vast water. Really good, really great story with plot. Graphics are good. Good developing team as well. They're actually responsible for a lot of other good games. There's a company called Tri-Ace. You know, so if you don't like the game, look at the company, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have something interesting for you. The Dot Hack series. So Dot Hack, that's a period. Not spelled out, but an actual period. And then Hack, like Hacker. That's another great series. Another good one is actually, and everybody knows, it's a Dragon Ball Z game. It's called Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Fighter 22. Also worth checking out, you know. So those are just a couple to check out and everything. That'll put you on, like, a track to kind of, like, find other things and everything. If you go on YouTube, it'll link you to other stuff. You know how it works. Some really good anime that I like. Like I said, Yu Yu Hakusho. That's really great. Obviously, Hunter Hunter. So it's Hunter twice. So Hunter Hunter. That's a great one. And also... You know, something's in my tongue. One Piece, also worth checking out. Very long series, still ongoing to this day. Came out in the 90s. I believe right now they are at episode 900. So if you're looking for something that's vast, great story, great details, amazing art, will really, really have something for you to watch for years. You know, definitely worth checking out One Piece. I highly recommend it. You know, and yeah, guys, so just go ahead, check those out. If you guys want to go ahead and leave me a list of some of your favorite games, some of your favorite anime that you think I might be interested in too, because I think we should both share here, go ahead and just click on my link, click on my page, you know, leave me a comment down there and everything. Tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like, tell me what you like about the podcast, tell me what you don't like about the podcast. Just give me a shout out. Again, this is Coach with On The Moose, guys, and I'll see you next week for another segment.